Hello. This is the Ivy Duo podcast. We're going to be trying a bit of this while we're in lockdown and while we're trapped for a wee bit. I'm joined here with Robert, our lovely, lovely musical director.
Hello.
Hello. And our lovely, lovely singer, Shireen.
Hello.
Hello, hello. So we started off there. You heard Holly's piece that she played, or that she made, sorry, for our composition jam that we had done within the orchestra at the start of lockdown. And Robert, you were the person who organised that. So do you want to tell us a wee bit about that there?
Yeah, sure. So we took our inspiration from what's called a game jam, where college groups and up-and-coming video game developers will create a new game from scratch in a certain amount of time, usually something like 24 or 48 hours. So we kind of wanted to do something along those lines, but with what we do, so arranging a new piece for the orchestra. But instead of 48 hours, I think we gave them a week and a half because we're not crazy. So we had about five or six people submit arrangements, and we put it up to an orchestra vote to see which one we liked best. But much like RuPaul's Drag Race, though the people voted, the final vote was mine to make.
Controversial.
But they were all wonderful pieces, and I'm sure we're actually going to be reading most of them when we get back together and rehearse in the future. But Holly's from Octopath Traveler, I think, was just, I don't know, it felt most like our group and how we play and what we do. But at the same time, it was also very much what we were looking for at the time as well. So it's definitely a winning piece.
No, yeah. Definitely. I mean, I haven't really listened to the Octopath Traveler soundtrack, but that's...
Well, yeah. Guess what? You're going to a little bit more later.
Spoilers!
Yeah. It's a podcast, who cares?
Yeah. Spoilers for the two people listening to this. Hi, Mum and Dad.
What legends.
I agree. Thanks, parents.
They are extremely supportive of you, especially on Facebook. Yeah. Your mother is a gem.
Please don't let her hear you say that, or just heads will grow massively. I'm sorry, Mum, please don't hit me. So, I mean, that's what we've been doing sort of within the orchestra. What have we been doing sort of individually? Shireen, what have you been up to?
Yeah, so, at the start of the lockdown, actually it was around the same time that Experience Japan, which is a festival down here in Dublin, would usually be held. So Experience Japan is a community-run event by the Japanese community, including UCD Japan. And it's held every year in Phoenix Park, and it's a great event day. There's food stalls, different kind of fusion music and so on and so forth. There's Irish dancing, there's Japanese dancing, everything. So it's a really, really great event. It's usually in April. And what they did was they put on a virtual event this year in place of the physical one. And I myself went to UCD, so I know them well. And they had said to me, it'd be great if we could get the orchestra in on the virtual event. So what we did was we did a cover of Edge of Dawn in Japanese from the Fire Emblem Three Houses game. And that was really fun. It was just a few of us, and we put it up in time for the virtual event. But that was really fun, and it was interesting because it was, yeah, it was kind of the first time, definitely for me anyway, and I know from a couple of people in the orchestra as well, that, you know, to work on this kind of virtual music project. And we recorded our separate our separate parts, and it was all about putting that all together, and that's in itself a whole other process, which I'm sure, you know, you guys could even talk about later. But you know, it's a whole different challenge playing and performing to a screen rather than to an audience, and I definitely found that as well from a singer's point of view, that I suppose you're just not getting that feedback, right, obviously, from the screen. Yeah. So it's a completely different way of performing. And, you know, I suppose as I've been able to do a couple of these projects, I'm a lot more aware of being really engaging to the screen and kind of singing more toward, you know, because it's just a completely different process. But anyway, that was great fun. So that's up on our YouTube, the Experience Japan. And then kind of since then, I've been trying to do some other virtual music projects. I know this great guitarist, Charlie Moon, and he was very nice. He did some guitar for me. So I did a little Simple and Clean cover up on YouTube, and then I tried to go into Spotify, and I know Spotify is not the be all end all, as Robert would say, but yeah,
I hate Spotify.
I
so much.
I don't know about that. It's a good one. It's good. Like, anyway, that could be for part two. But, anyway, so I put up a little song, a cover of Sarah Candy, which we might play. So obviously Sarah Candy came out by Lady Gaga and Blackpink, and so me and a friend of mine, Nate, did a Japanese version. So she did all the Japanese translating and making sure that it actually made sense to a Japanese audience, but also that it kind of fit in with the music as well. So it was really fun to do that. So I put that up on Spotify, so please feel free to follow me. Shujinko is my singer name, and we might play a bit for you now.
All right, let's do this.
Sasawa Candy, ama no chaku, sora kini ta nazukerere nai. Sawa Candy, yeah. Kyoki no sata miserare tare ni kasanai yo. Sawa Candy. Akina itami wa karaku no anchi. Tobake byojang harae nanda wa hakichi. Sour candy, then you took me there. Sour candy, took us out of the sour candy.
So good. So good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it took a long time, but no, I'm really glad.
Adding that to my liked videos on YouTube. What up?
Yeah, it actually should be on Apple Music as well, but alas.
Listen, I think you might need to come up with something a little bit... You might need to add another part to your name in order to find you.
Yeah. That's my stage name, though. You know, it's my stage name.
Maybe on Google you're easier to find. Who knows? I do like Shujinko Apple Music. This is happening in real time, right now, on the podcast. Oh, it's one word?
Did it come up? Because it's...
No.
Okay, no, it's not.
No, it did not mean Shujinko Apple Music, one word. Let me try putting it in quotes with the space. No, it did not mean that. Well, we'll find it later. Now is not the time.
But I appreciate the
effort. That can be the running theme throughout these podcasts. Will they find her on Google?
One of these days.
We can just go through all the Google results. That'll be the running thing at the end of each episode.
Just how many pages can we go through?
Oh, actually, I think it's because I don't have an artist page on Apple Music, but if you look up Sour Candy brackets Japanese, it actually comes up, I believe. But anyway, alas, that is for
the listeners to find.
That's for your mum and dad to find, Keith. Cheers, guys.
We appreciate the support. Absolutely. Speaking of supporting Keith, what have you been doing this with? What have you been doing with your free time?
I mean, I've been doing sort of the same as Shireen. I was involved with that Experience Japan piece as well, which was...
I feel like everybody was, and I had no idea it was happening.
Yeah, we all banded together as a group and said, right, Robert, is in. No. Please don't kick me out, that wasn't true.
More like we had like 2 days.
Yeah, that was...
No one tell Robert what we're doing.
Yeah, no, that was a whole thing where I was like, oh yeah, no, it's okay, I will learn how to edit video and put it all together. And then...
And then I was like...
The day of Experience Japan, I was like, okay, let's render that. And then there was just a big dirty watermark on it, and I was like, yay... Yeah. And then I think, was it Lily who put it together then in the end?
Yeah. Yeah. So it was, yeah, it was pretty last minute thing. But
yeah. But then as well as that, Shireen and I did a wee cover together of the turret opera from Portal 2, which name I can't remember. At all? Miyakara Adu or something, I think. Is that it? Yeah.
And don't that you was. Sound like me.
Yeah.
I was gonna say.
I speak language.
I can't remember anything.
And like that was very much like Shireen there, you were saying about how it's difficult to sort of like play off the screen, like it was an audience, you know? Like, because that was, I think, my second time. Sort of doing a singy thing to the screen. And I remember whenever we got our two videos together, you were just giving it all, like, all the emotion in the world, like, just like crazy. And I'm just sat there staring
at
the camera.
For those of you listening at home, he made some very interesting faces at the camera.
Yes.
I forgot. Remember, it's a podcast.
But all my comedy is visual. I'm a slapstick man.
Oh, this is not going to go well.
But yeah, it was interesting. It came together well, I think, in the end. Like, but yeah, it was good. But then, as well as that, I've sort of been doing covers with myself. which sounds weird to say the least. Yeah.
Just sounds dirty.
I'm sorry, Mum and Dad. But
they know.
Yeah. So I started off, I did the Barbershop Quartet of God Only Knows from Bioshock Infinite. Because I'd got that arranged ages ago. And I was just like, you know what? We are trapped inside. Let's do this now. And that went very well. And I was like, oh yes, let's do so much more. And the rest of them have not gone as well in terms of views.
Oh yeah, same.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a story of my life.
Yeah.
So at the minute, I'm trying to work on a group project of the actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf, because why not, honestly? And at the minute, we have got...
I can think of a few reasons.
Well, we don't have Shia, but...
That's the big one.
We'll just deep fake him at the end. That's what the kids are doing now, isn't it?
Oh gosh!
But
there's
yeah,
so much wrong with that.
So, at the minute we've got my part and we've got Shireen's part, and everyone else, please send in your part. I will hunt you down.
And Adam. Adam is.
Oh, and Adam. Adam is safe. The rest of you, I will hunt you down.
Why wasn't I asked to be a part of this?
Do you want to be a part of?
No, but I want to be asked.
I will remember to ask you for future projects. But then, as well as that,
he could do the clapping at the end.
Yeah, I'll be at the end. Just
brilliant, perfect.
It'll be an inside joke that only the orchestra gets.
And our two listeners, don't forget.
Oh, of course. But yeah, my most recent thing I did was All Star by Smash Mouth. I completely forgot who sang it there. I was about to say from Shrek. What kind of uncultured twine am I?
How dare you?
I know.
Well,
but
fair enough,
performed as an English madrigal. Ooh, the culture is real. And I do believe that we have a recording of that, which we are going to listen to right about now.
I just want to say, we are going to make comments as we go, because this is the first time I'm hearing this.
Oh, yes.
I'm very excited. So we're gonna go ahead and start it right now. Oh, my God. I love this.
It's so good.
A bump and nail on her forehead. When the years start coming and they don't stop coming, fed to the rules and they hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? Never know where you'll go.
Oh my
never
God.
Shine if you don't glow. Oh hey now, go away sunny, nunny, nunny, okay now. Go play. Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool, cool place, as they say it gets place. And you're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the meteor man begged to differ.
I just like how you start turning to the parts that they're singing.
So good.
That's some brilliant planning.
Yes, that was completely planned.
The nanny nannies are what's getting me.
Great dynamics.
And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold. Oh, hey, nanny, 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 nan
now get paid, and all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold, and all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold.
Oh my God.
So good.
That is amazing.
Thank you so much. I wish I could say I arranged that myself, but that would be a complete lie. I just stole it from the internet.
As most good things have been done.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, let's add a harpsichord part and schedule that for a meme concert that I want to do at some point.
So yes, please.
Great
yes,
encore please. Piece, like.
Like I've a first just... encore piece.
Yeah.
Because you can't end a concert on that, but you can like.
Everyone would just be like, "What's going on?"
Because it's got to be a big finish. But like, if there were like a, if we had like done a choral piece or something, and then do that as like a mini encore in the middle,
yeah,
just be like, "Oh, well, we're just gonna throw this in just for fun. Here we go. Have fun.
We do need three more Keats though."
Like, I'm sure I will make some.
Well, no, you're not making them. Your parents will be, though.
Hello again to Mum and Dad. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for listening in. Sorry Legends. About that. I saw the joke. I took it. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Whoever's in post may need to take that out. Anyway.
That's grand.
So, yeah. Keith, anything else going on?
No. I'm just, this is just a I mean, I'm working on that Shia LaBeouf group project, like I said, but I've also got another four Keith mega cover going on at the minute Guy Love from Scrubs as performed by the Blanks.
So good.
Which is, it's fun because I've had to transpose that up because I can't reach the like massive low notes, but it now goes up to like a top C above the ledger or like on the ledger lines above.
Listen, I'm just going to say, you could have faked it. You could have gotten someone else in to do the low notes.
I could have, but then it's just, it's not genuine.
He's an honest man.
I'm just giving you options, man. It's the internet. Nothing's real.
Is this real? Who knows?
Barely. We're not actually coming in from all different parts of the world. We're actually all in the same building. We're just making it look like we're from different places.
I've got the whole place, my room decorated with pictures of baby Keith. And you've got your own things with your nerd pictures and your
and my towel.
Shirring.
And my curtain.
What? A towel and a curtain. Is this your recording? This is the recording corner, obviously, yeah.
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 So what have you been up to, Robert, outside of...
I'm glad you asked.
Sorry.
It's not like we've done this.
You're like, duh, duh, duh. I was like, that's it, isn't it? Yeah, apologies. Yes, Robert, tell us about...
Trying to pitch that for the last 2 minutes.
you've been up to nothing? Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Let's move.
Yeah. Let's see, what have I been up to? Well, let's just say the pandemic has hit us a little bit differently here in Los Angeles. Because we're still pretty much locked down.
Yeah.
Well, we're not, but we should be. Because people.
Yay.
At this point, I'm making a face at the camera. So what have I been working on? I mean, unlike a lot of people, my work has still been going on. So I feel like I should have been more productive, but I haven't been. So on top of work and teaching a bunch of piano lessons to children who, they're fine. I've been working on so far I've gotten two virtual orchestra recordings created and posted. On YouTube. The first one was a collaboration between both my orchestras, Yes, my orchestras. between the
flex in there,
between a little bit of a flex. There was once a time when people got very angry when I said my orchestra, talking about the IVGO. I'm just like, listen, shush. No, but between
might have lost a few listeners there.
Bye, Keith's mom and dad. Yeah, no. So it was a collaboration between the Irish Video Game Orchestra and the other orchestra I have here in California, the Studio Orchestra at the Bob Cole Conservatory of Music. Last spring, was it? No. Was it just in the fall? Uh-huh. Was it only that long? Time has no meaning anymore. back in the autumn, we did a full concert of the music from Steven Universe. And so I decided to truncate that, pick out the good solos from it for each character, for each of the crystal gems, and put together a medley of music with that. Shireen, you were in that.
We are the crystal
gems.
I don't
we'll
know
always
the words.
Save the day. Yeah, that was really fun. That one was a lot of work. But then we also did the iconic track Test Drive from DreamWorks' How to Train Your Dragon. And that was a lot of fun. And that was a pain to put together. But on that one, I was able to collaborate with a former student of mine at Bob Cole, who is a very talented producer. And I was looking for some orchestral experience in producing. So I'm like, well, here's this. Go nuts. He did a great job on it. And I think we have that track here.
Indeed.
And we do. So we're going to go ahead and play that. Here we go. Fun fact, this piece is originally scored for 12 horns. I had 6.
Really?
I think I was doing pretty good.
That's... Yeah. It sounds like...
It always just, her hair has changed so many colors in this last couple of months. Just stands out so much. Oh, there's Adam. We need more IVGO strings involved next time.
That's what I enjoy about these collaboration ones. You can just sort of look out like, ah, I know this person. Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, you're done? I'm not.
Oh.
There it is.
We will wait.
Yeah, my computer definitely like froze for a solid 7 seconds in the middle of that. It's just like,
No, you knew how it feels. For those not new, this is our second attempt.
I was sitting there going, oh no. Oh no. But it recovered. It came back. We're fine. We're fine. We're good.
No, see the How to Train Your Dragon soundtrack? Yes, please. I will take all of that every day.
Yeah, that's all I performed that piece originally back in 2013 in my undergrad. We had an orchestra back then. I've started too many orchestras in my life. But we did it for a concert back then. And ever since then, I'm just like, I need to do this again. Unfortunately, yeah. I had to rewrite the entire piece because my parts were missing and I needed to redo it anyway. So that took some time. But yeah, definitely worth it.
Definitely worth it. Sounds good.
Was it hard to get like all the parts and stuff from everyone? You know, did you have to kind of follow up on multiple people and say, look?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think those parts got originally sent out in April, maybe the end of March, and we only just put up the video like three weeks ago.
Yeah, it's tough. Like, it's tough getting everyone.
There's a lot of chasing people.
Yeah.
And like, I think we were waiting so long. The problem was we sent out two emails for the two different projects at the same time, and I think the second project went to a lot of people's spam boxes. So everybody was in on the first one, and then by the time the second one came around, I'm like, "Where is everything?" And people are like, "Oh my gosh, it went to spam. I'm recording it right now," type of a thing. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, "Okay, cool." Yeah. And then everyone's like, "Oh my gosh, why didn't I see this earlier? This is awesome." So it was fun.
Nice. I mean, then, I will say, like, you know, despite the, you know, the challenges of the virtual projects, etc., and you know, shifting all our music creation to online, you know, we wouldn't have been able to do like a cross orchestra, you know, project, I suppose, you know, without that kind of excuse. You know, like, it was great to have both us and your studio orchestra in one kind of project or two projects.
Yeah, I mean,
that was cool.
And even then, I had a couple of players from that first orchestra in my undergrad as well.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So it was kind of like one of the violin players has played this piece with me before.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's kind of like the Robert Martin experience. Oh gosh, so much cringe.
Don't tell anyone else that.
So much cringe. But like, one day we'll get all these people in the same room and we'll have a big orchestra and it'll be fun, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we just have to make sure we're not all gonna catch the plague first.
Yeah.
So speaking about
speaking about the plague.
Upcoming orchestra events.
Oh, yes. Yes, that is next on the list. Upcoming. Okay. Let's see here. Guys, we talked about all of this already.
Yeah. There may be a IVGU virtual orchestra thing, maybe.
Yeah, we'll tease
see
that.
What happens.
Does Robert have time to write another piece while he's working on his PhD proposal? Who knows?
Episode 2.
Is my supervisor angry at me already? Yes.
Are they listening to the podcast?
I doubt it.
No.
But if Allie's listening, hey Allie, how we doing? Hope you're doing well.
I'll get
I'm
my
working
mom to
on
share
it. It's almost done. What?
I'll get my mom to share it to them.
If it gets on Facebook, she'll see it. It's fine. I know her from past studies, so she's chill. but still very much like, you've blown through a couple of your own deadlines already. And I'm like, yeah, so life is a thing. And I'm still working, unlike half the world. So
I don't know about unlike half the world.
I'm trying.
So
what have we what have you all been listening to while we've been in lockdown?
Maybe we'll go to Keith, shall we?
Oh yes, let's go to Keith.
So I mean, I've got a for those who are just listening, Robert made a face.
Will we make it past the pilot, folks? I don't know.
But yeah, I have been listening to a couple of things. First one was from a game. I've not played this game, and I have no intention of playing it because I don't have an Xbox.
I see.
But I was sort of...
I think it's on Switch now, too.
Yeah, I think
Yeah, oh, I ported it over two years ago.
Well, I'm still not going to get it just as a matter of principle. I found this on... I was listening to just a playlist on Shuffle on Spotify. I'm so sorry. And this came on. I was like, oh my goodness. What is this? This is... this is brilliant. And it's like, it's from the game Cuphead, which is obviously that you play as a man with a cup for a head, hence the name Cuphead.
Is he a man? Cuphead. Is he? Yeah. Is it a man?
I don't know anything
How
about
do you
the
know?
Game. I'm just, don't ask me. Ask the,
sounds very much.
I'm not going to go work
it,
that.
It says what it is on the tin, basically.
Implied.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a straw out there for the world to see.
That's just inappropriate.
I know. Let's cut that bit out. But so like on the album itself, it's got a brilliant opening. So like it has the first track is sort of like a barbershop thing. Of just people.
You're
like,
mad into the barbershops.
I really am. This one was an actual accident that I found, and I was going to do it, and then it's only like 40 seconds long, so that's not happening. But then it has that, and then it goes on to like just a piano version of that quartet, and then it goes on to what we're about to play, which is just the introduction track. And it's just like massive big band sound, which is just... It's not the type of thing you would expect to hear in a game, but it's so... Oh, it's just brilliant. Which I think we will play this now, I do believe.
Let's check it out.
Okay.
Hopefully my computer doesn't die again. Good luck, everybody. Oh, yes. Let's add this to the list of things we'll never be able to play.
I just have this image of David just standing in front of the orchestra, just giving full ham on his trumpet, I should say.
Thank you.
flugelhorn? I think that was flugelhorn.
I'm going to agree because I don't know whereabouts you are in it, so yes.
So good.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah.
That
I mean, it's just
so good.
And that's how the album starts. It just gets better from there.
Like, yeah, that's like no, straight
that's...
up.
Cool.
Oh. Well, heck, we'll go into what I'm listening to because it kind of just leads right into that. Because, like, let's continue on this jazz journey of ours, shall we? Let's go to about a month ago. Yes, Queen. Nope, it's make it stop. Make it stop. There we go. No. It's playing without me. Stop. Hold on. There we go. Oh my gosh. That was terrifying.
Is your computer dying?
About a month ago, 2 months ago now. The record company that I've got a couple of things with, Materia Collective, put out a jazz cover album from Super Mario 64.
Ooh, nice.
And it's amazing.
I'm excited to listen.
I knew about this project a little bit early on. My previous roommate is actually one of the arrangers for this project, and the track we're going to listen to, Bomb on Battlefield, he's actually the melodica player in it.
Oh, seriously? Nice.
Yeah. Awesome. They did the recording in Nashville, and it is just a beast of a band that they brought together. They call themselves the Video Game Jazz Orchestra, so well, I guess we can't use that anymore. Guess we're going to be the Irish Video Game Jazz Band now. Ugh. We can't do jazz. Just having, moving out here to LA and having been around here for a while, I've been a part of an organization, the American Society for Music Arrangers and Composers. There it is. Yeah. And a lot of the guys in that group are big jazz band, big band arrangers. So like as soon as I heard this, I'm like, oh yeah, this is like right up their alley. This is the kind of stuff that I've been hearing a lot of recently. And it has that there are definitely two types of jazz, right? There's that New York smooth jazz type of thing, and then LA is like a lot of big band, a lot of like brass, just in your face. And this is just has that LA jazz sound, like through and through. I highly suggest this album. If we're gonna listen to Bomb on Battlefield, but also go find Dire Docs, because that saxophone choir sound that they have going on is just pure Los Angeles. But let's give this a go. As they say, hang on to your hat, guys. Here we go.
Right.
it. Oh my gosh.
We should definitely play this just to make David suffer a wee bit.
We don't have the bodies for this.
Let's just get about 10 more saxophones and also. Oh yes,
it's just
what a tune.
The arrangement is just absolutely spot on perfect. Like, you really cannot come up with a better version of this. Oh, every time, just oh.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Shireen, what are you listening to?
Yeah, I feel like.
What's your jazz piece for this week?
I know, I was going to say, maybe we should have kept with the team, because mine is like very, very different. Very different.
This is just, you know, us being us. What do you got?
We're in a judgment-free zone.
So I'm wondering, can we, what are we going to, if we're only playing one...
Do you want the top one or the bottom one?
We probably have time for one. Yeah, let's do the bottom one, yeah. So for something different, so we had talked about Octopath Traveler. Obviously, Holly did that arrangement. I just listened to it again recently for the first time since playing the game. And yeah, it was just a really, really good soundtrack. And I think it's like such a massive part of playing the game. It's just... it really adds to the gameplay. And you've got like eight different main characters for the game. You've got kind of eight different stories, it's really, really enjoyable. But you know, the music just brings it to another level. You know, it's just all these different soundscapes for all these different kind of areas that you journey through, and it really helps with the characterization. So we're just going to take a look at, I think it's the bottom one here.
Is this the Riverlands?
Nope. Yeah.
Sunlands?
Oops.
Is that not
bad
it?
News? I already deleted the link. Hold on, I'll find it. I got us here. Sunlands. The joys of this being the pilot. And we're gonna... Okay.
That's an ad. Oops. Brillo.
There we go.
Is this it? Cheers. Cool. Okay, so we'll have a listen.
Why are we not playing stuff like this?
So beautiful. God. It's my jam.
I think people were told.
Like, we're gonna need to.
But then it just never happens.
We should revisit that.
Definitely, yeah. It's very good.
Just, you know, keep the medley under 10 minutes. That's all I ask.
guitarist like moving fret. Just like gives this like real, I don't know, sense of like being in the room with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very real. But that's not just, it's that mandolin as well. It's guitar, but there's something playing an octave higher. But it sounds too metallic to be a mandolin. It could be a hammered dulcimer, maybe? Either way, add that to the list. I've been saying we gotta change up our sound a little bit, and I think that's in the right direction of what we're looking for, I think.
Definitely. Anyway, would be amazing to play, I think.
Right, let's just do a full concert. Full concert, Octopath Traveler, picture it if you will. The orchestra perched on a cliff overlooking the Irish Sea.
Okay, I'm with
socially
you.
Distanced, of course, with just an audience of weary travelers there for for a concert.
They just pass by and say, "Ah, look, a space
music happening amongst us."
Yes,
and that's all we can really ask from our audience.
What?
And that's all we can really ask from our audience, just for
pretty much
a bit of gnawing again.
It's like culture night where people just roll in, but really not. But it's in the middle of nowhere, so you've actually had the plan to be there. So more like Stendhal, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Anyway.
Cool.
I think that about covers everything that we had to say about. Does anyone?
Yeah.
Does anyone?
This was. Does anybody what? What does anybody have, Keith?
I don't know. Does anyone want to object to the finishing?
No, we've been at this for so long. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Are we done yet?
I'd say we've lost a few listeners, but
lost them in the first 10 minutes. They were gone. Yeah. It's just us now. I think we're alone now.
It does lonely. Seem to be anyone around now.
There, you picked up what I was putting down. Although that does give me an idea for something that we'll definitely have to do in a future podcast. You know, we're coming up on a year of the, it's been a year since our crazy August of 2019.
Yeah.
We should take some time to revisit that next time.
Definitely, yes.
Definitely. You know. And an idea could be, you know, if people, you know, your mom and dad wanted to had some pieces or suggestions, requests as such, you know, if people are like, "Ooh, I'd like you to listen to play this on the podcast and talk about it," you know, that could be cool.
What do you want us to do? we want to make materials. We want to produce stuff, but we need ideas.
Yeah.
What do you want to listen to?
We are.
Let us know in the comment box below.
Or if you're listening to the podcast,
just shout us and we will hear you somehow.
And as always, remember to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Okay, Keith, get us out of here.
I think he's a bit delayed.
Thank you all for listening, all two of you. Thank you so much for sticking to the end. Thank you to Mr. Robert and Mrs. Cherie for joining on this first of many, maybe? Yes, podcast.
Hopefully. We'll see.
Yeah. Even if no one listens, this will keep us sane for a bit. So, you know, keep listening so we have a point for doing this. But yes, if you have any suggestions for anything you want to hear us talk about or anything you want to see us do, please let us know. As Robert said, we are on the Facebooks and the Instagrams and the Twitters and the YouTubes, because this is where this is going, possibly. So, yeah, let us know anywhere, please, because we need the ideas. And yes, we shall see you on the next time. Bye.
So long.
So long.
Bye.
Farewell.
Farewell.
And cut.